What do you call it when a woman's wearing her very best clothes? You might say she's all
dressed up.
Okay. And what about with a man? Is there any difference?
No, I don't think so.
And what word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
Alert.
Would you ever say spry or chipper or lively?
Yes, spry, perhaps.
Okay. And what about someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition?
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree with its bill?
The woodpecker.
And do you have a name for an insect that jumps around in dry grass?
The grasshopper.
And suppose there's a car that's on an icy road and it skids and it just goes like that all over the road. What, do you have a name for what it does?
Skids.
Okay. Well, would you ever say it went every which way or anagada?
No. I would say skid from side to side.
Okay. And suppose there were an explosion and pieces went all over. Would you have a name for what they did?
Nothing more than explosion. Exploded, no explosion.
Okay. And what do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in, according to some people?
Haunted.
And what are the spirits called?
Ghosts.
And what do you call something like a black cat, say, that people say brings bad luck?
An omen, a bad luck?
Would you ever call it a hoodoo or a voodoo or a jinx or something like that? Okay. And suppose there's a person who brings bad luck. Is there a name for him?
Jinx, I've heard it or something. No, I can't think of one. If you suggest one, I might have heard of it.
Hoodoo or jinx or Jonas or Jonah?
Well, I've heard of Jonah. I use that word myself, I think, you know.
Oh, do you?
I think I did.
Oh, you mean just this afternoon?
I said I'm a Jonah when it comes to something, I don't know.
Didn't catch it.
Well, I'm not sure that I did, but I have heard that a great deal. Or jinx, too.
Okay. And what do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Illegitimate.
Okay, and what's the name where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
The place is taken. Mortuary.
Okay. And what about the box?
A funeral home. We say funeral home, perhaps more.
Okay. And what do you call the box or the case that the corpse is put in?
Casket. Coffin.
Is there a distinction when you would use one and not the other?
I don't know. I've heard it called both. But we say casket.
Okay.
I don't know whether there's a difference there or not.
And what about the place where the dead are buried?
The grave, cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Do you call it anything else?
Graveyard, sometimes.
And what do you call
it? Used to.
You used to call it graveyard?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a name for flowing water, not like a lake, but water that's moving, if it's smaller than a river?
The branch.
Okay. And is there something...
Stream.
Which is smaller, a branch or a stream?
Well, a stream could be of any size.
Oh.
From a little branch to a river is a stream of water that's flowing. And if it's still, of course, it's a lake or pond or something. But the branch, we refer to branches. We have a great many around here. They're very small streams that flow between two hills or rocks or something into a larger stream.
Is a creek bigger than a branch?
Yes.